I'm working.
The old line. Again, I gotta really give them credit. No sacks, no turnovers, and it starts with them. Gave us holes to run through. Gave Case time to throw the ball down the field. So it starts with them.
How satisfying is it to get a result like that against a team that has the players that defense has?
Very satisfying. Again, like I said, no turnovers, no sacks versus a really good defense like that. That's big time. So we know that, but we want to just carry that over to the short turnaround.
I feel there's some momentum with your game. I mean, you've kind of been building, especially the last few games, more role, but you've been making the most of the role they've been giving you.
I've just been trying to, again, just continue to get better, continue to find ways to improve. And I think as long as I keep that attitude and keep that mindset, then I'll be happy with the results.
Can you talk about the rhythm? It seemed like the more you guys got it going, the better it was even.
Yeah, we just want to, continue to, keep attacking. When we came into halftime 7-7, and again, versus a really good defense. And so for us, that second half, we really wanted to, kind of turn it up. And, we were really able to do that.
Your second touchdown run, they reviewed it. They gave it to you. Mm-hmm. They said it was indeed. Mm-hmm. It was close to you, or were you kind of upside down, though, weren't you?
Yeah, once I saw it, it was close. But once, they kind of all wadded me up and was able to keep driving my feet, and then a little help from the push, so... great call by them.
How big of a win is this, Latavius? I mean, this is a pretty doggone win over probably one of the more quality teams you played this season.
Yeah, I think it's a big win. Again, versus a very good team, the way they've been playing. So I think it's a big win. Again, I think, we have to continue to keep going, keep working, and keep getting better. But, it's a big win because that was a really good team.
And even with guys out, like Rashad steps up, I mean, it just seems like no matter who's in there, they're working together.
Yeah, Coach says all the time, that's on both sides of the ball. We need everybody. And I think that's really been showing throughout the course of the season, the next man up mentality, just guys being ready to go and, us really not missing a beat, regardless of who's in, just playing together, staying together, and finding ways to win.
Talking about next man up, how about Case Keenum?
Yeah.
He was brought in here to be a backup.
I mean, the guy has all the confidence in the world. We believe in him. He's been playing really well. But that's no surprise to us. So, he's doing what he do.
When did you become the Tay Train? Who gave you that nickname?
High school.
Coach gave it to your friend? Or
One of our high school game announcers. So, it's been around for a long time. A lot of people think that I'm just, going out there and tooting my horn and stuff like that. But I've been to Tay Train for a while. I want everybody to know that.
Do you remember the year?
Yeah, maybe 06.
Freshman, sophomore, junior?
Sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, when I really started getting it going in high school, yeah.
Is that how he'd introduce you and announce you, Tay Train?
When I scored, which was often. In high school.
Or today.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
what is it? Is there another gear you have when you get near the end zone?
No. Again, like I said before, I think it's a strength of mine, just having a nose for the end zone, and so I just got to use that to my benefit and continue to find ways to get in the end zone. If that's what I've been doing, I just need to keep doing that.
You said it was Case just doing what he does, but there was a couple of plays today that even you guys had to be scratching your head going, "How the heck did that happen?"
Yeah, I think he's. He definitely makes some wild plays, they work out, and I think that's what makes him great, because the risks he's willing to take when you're back there playing scared, a lot of times those big plays we get don't happen, and so when you got a guy that's willing to go out there and take those risks and do the things he's done, we have success, especially when they go right.
They were pretty regularly stacking 8 on you, and I think you averaged somewhere around 6.5 per carry. Did you feel like you were churning a little harder today?
Yeah. Well, we just knew that they were going to pack the box, and we just knew, you know, we get crossed, you know, that front line and the second, those backers, that there was a lot of space for us.
Have you ever, did you ever think you could make Aaron Donald whiff on an arm tackle like that?
No, no, I actually didn't. But felt good, you know, all day. But, you know, those guys up front really gave me that opportunity, honestly, by putting hats on people. We know, you know, if they do that, we leave it up to us to do what we do in the second level.
What's the biggest difference